note paper. "Oh, good morning, Miss Harris," said Lady Carrados. Evelyn Carrados was 37 years old, and on her good days looked rather less. She was a dark, tall woman with a beautiful pallor. Paddy O'Brien had once shown her a copy of the Madonna de San Sisto, and had told her that she was looking at herself. Paddy had taken to calling her Donna after that, and Bridget, his daughter, who had never seen him, called her mother Donna too. "I see you've brought up my mail," Lady Carrados said. "Yes, Lady Carrados, I did not know if you would prefer me to open all—" "No, no, no, please not. I know I'm not behaving a bit as one should when one is lucky enough to have a secretary, but I'm not used to such luxuries, and I still like to pretend I'm doing everything myself. So I shall have all the fun of opening my letters and all the joy of handing them over to you, which is very unfair, but you'll have to put up with it, poor Miss Harris." She watched her secretary smile. Soon Miss Harris began to make shorthand notes of the answers she was to write for her employer. "Oh, yes, now, this is most important. It's from Lady Allen, who is a great friend of mine. One of her sons is a deadly baronet, and the other is a detective. Do you know?" "Chief Inspector Allen, Lady Carrados, the famous one." "That's it. Terribly good-looking and remote. This letter's about his brother George's girl, whom his mother is bringing out. Sarah..."